ABC News is on trial in South Dakota, facing potential damages of $5.7 billion over allegations it made false and misleading statements about so-called pink slime in a series of news reports aired in 2012.
Gerald Zernstein grinds his own hamburger these days. Why? Because this former USDA scientist, now whistleblower, knows that 70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains something he calls pink slime. Beef trimmings that were once used only in dog food and cooking oil, now sprayed with ammonia to make them safe to eat, and then added to most ground beef as a cheaper filler.
Beef Products, Inc. alleges that ABC's sensationalized reporting valued ratings over truth and created a consumer backlash, causing it to lose 75% of its business, close 3 plants, and lay off hundreds of workers. ABC stands behind its stories and says the facts will vindicate it. Joining us is Matthew Schettenhelm, Bloomberg Intelligence litigation analyst. Matt, there have been questions about the product for years, and in 2010, the New York Times won a Pulitzer Prize for reporting on food safety, including a story about the beef product's process. Why is the plaintiff singling ABC News out?
Yeah, June, that's a good point, and that's something that ABC has raised repeatedly, that they weren't the first ones to bring this up. I think what BPI would say is that ABC's stories, ABC ran a series of 11 broadcasts on this. Those caught on in a way, in sort of the public imagination, in a way that the earlier New York Times story hadn't. And the other thing that you had going on is immediately before the ABC ran these stories, three of the big fast food companies, McDonald's, Burger King, and Taco Bell, had just pulled out and said, we're not going to use this product in our beef anymore. So all of a sudden, right about the time you had these stories running, all of a sudden, BPI saw a major impact in its ability to sell this product that was otherwise doing pretty well for it.
Matt, what is it about these reports that BPI says was libelous?
So BPI's basic claim is that ABC is basically doing a smear job here, that it refers to its product, what it likes to call as lean, finely textured beef, as pink slime dozens and dozens of times. It refers to it as pink slime, implying that it's disgusting in some way. It suggests or strongly implies that it's not nutritious, that it's not beef. And the combination of all of those things, BPI says, led to a major impact on its business.
And is ABC's only defense truth, or which is all you really need, or is there more?
No, so it's very difficult to make out a defamation claim, and for good reason under the First Amendment. So BPI has a tough go of it here when you look at the big picture. And so ABC's going to start by saying, look, we did tell the truth. We said in bold letters in our story, safe to eat. So it's not only that we told the truth, but then BPI has the burden to show that not only did ABC tell a falsehood, but it did so knowing that it was a falsehood, or at least that it recklessly disregarded the strong probability that this was false. And so it's very difficult to make out a claim. I think ABC will go after this case on every front.
Tell us a little bit more about the damages that BPI says it suffered as a result of the ABC stories.
Sure. So BPI talks about it because of these stories. BPI says that it had to shut down 3 of the 4 facilities it used to create this product, this pink slime or lean, finely textured beef. And as a result of that, it had to lay off 700 employees. And so in total, it claims that equates to $1.9 billion in damages. And BPI is not only seeking that, under this South Dakota law, it has the ability to triple that amount. And that's how you get up to $5.7 billion if it can show that ABC aired these falsehoods with an intent to harm the company. Again, very difficult to make these showings, but that's why there's such big numbers thrown around with this case.
Matt, is ABC going to attack that local law based on the First Amendment?
Yes, and I think we're already seeing First Amendment challenges. ABC's already tried to move for summary judgment earlier in this case. That didn't succeed, but it's also raised the constitutionality of the statute, and the state now has intervened in the case to defend the constitutionality of the statute. So there is the potential here over the long run, after this jury rules in the next couple months, for a big appellate fight in the appeals courts about what does this law mean, and is it really consistent with the First Amendment?
So now this case is in South Dakota State Court, right?
Right.
And that's where BPI is based.
Mm-hmm.
So is that as much of a kind of home court advantage as it might seem?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if I were Disney, I would be most concerned about this case right now in the short term. There's the risk that anytime you're appearing before a jury like this, you don't know how they're going to rule. And there's the potential, I think, that in a jury of 12 South Dakota residents, they could be sympathetic to concerns about fake news today, or they may have direct personal experiences with people in the local economy that were hurt here. So I think there's risk here in the short term for ABC. Over the long term, the legal tests, the First Amendment standards that the Supreme Court has imposed make it a tough case for the plaintiffs, the kind of case that Disney over the long haul is likely to prevail in.
Matt, I understand that in the opening statements yesterday that ABC's lawyer directly addressed the fact that we're outsiders here.
Yeah, and I think they have to do that. They've tried everything they could to get this case removed. Why this case is only being heard now 5 years later is because Disney, its first step was to try to take this case into federal court and to move away from this. But so far at every step of the case, Disney's efforts have been rebuffed. When they tried to take it into federal court, that didn't work. When they tried to move to dismiss the case, the South Dakota court said no. When they moved for summary judgment, the local court said no. They tried to take it to the South Dakota Supreme Court. That didn't work. So Disney is throwing everything it can at this. But so far, it's found itself before this what could be a difficult local jury, and it could have a tough fight over the next couple months.
It's going to be a long trial. Thanks so much, Matthew Schettenhelm, Bloomberg Intelligence litigation analyst.